Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen, coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome to a fantastic show. We are really lucky to have an early edition of Rated G Radio today because we've got renowned psychic Rebecca Fisk back with us for the May episode of her appearance here on the show, and the phone lines have lit up like Christmas lights, so I will tell you that I still have lots of calls left to screen, so if you have called in and are on hold and I haven't asked you for your first name and what topic you want to talk about, I'm still going to try to get to as many of you as I possibly can. So please know that we'll get to you just as quickly as we possibly can. But with that, Rebecca, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Garrett. Thanks so much for having me again. I love being on the show with you.
I love it, too. And the callers absolutely go nuts over you. So it's a big testament not only to how fantastic you are, but how accurate and timely your readings are as well. So we really do have a ton of calls. So I'll just remind callers, when we kind of get into this situation, instead of being chatty Cathy and talking to one caller for a million hours during the course of the show, we'll ask you to stick to one topic, which is why I ask the topic ahead of time, so it's kind of like in your head. But one topic, one question, and let Rebecca kind of go through that with you. And then we're going to move on to the next caller, so that way we can get as many people in as we possibly can in this very fast 60 minutes that we're going to have. But before we get to that, Rebecca, anything you want to like talk about, share, meditate on, breathe on, things like that?
You know, not too much, just because I know we have a lot of people waiting, and frankly, that's why I show up to do the show, is I love being of service and getting
cool.
an opportunity to talk to the callers. So, taking a deep breath is always a good thing. So breathe, get centered, get peaceful, and be present with where we all are right now, and I'd love to get started.
Okay. Well, without further ado, we're going to start the call off, start the show off with a new caller to the show. It's Marilyn, and Marilyn is calling today to ask about health. Marilyn, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you. Just wondered if you could give me any feedback about my health and any possible remedies.
Okay. Well, the very first thing, hi, Marilyn. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
The very first thing that I want to say is that I would love to see you relax more. Because my impression is that you really put 100% into everything you do. So if your doctor says don't eat red meat, you don't eat any red meat. You really do everything to the nth degree. So I want to give you kudos for that, but I really want to strongly encourage you to try to relax more. It's a process, and when we have anything that feels out of balance in our body, we want to have an instant result for the changes that we make. And so what I want to say to you is give yourself some time, be patient, and really try to relax a little bit more, because I feel like getting into that space of being relaxed and knowing that you can allow yourself to go with the flow will help everything. Now, all of that being said, the very first impression that I get is either anemia or some type of a deficiency. And so I have to qualify all this for all of the listeners. I have not studied medicine. Everything that comes to me comes through the intuition. So I will always say to any of you, if you're experiencing anything in your body that doesn't feel right, go and see your doctor. Okay, so I want to say that as a disclaimer right up front. But again, I get this impression that circulation is an issue, that there may be some anemia, or there is an issue with you not being in balance with your vitamins. So it really presents to me as if you're anemic, okay? Are you experiencing currently low energy?
Yes.
Okay. That's the very first thing that I want to suggest to you, because that's what comes up, like, very obviously to me, is if you don't eat red meat, try eating red meat a couple times a week. If you're not a meat eater, that's okay. There are lots of other foods that are iron-rich, raisins. If you drink a glass of wine, broccoli, there's a lot of foods that actually have iron in them. And you can try, what I always suggest to people, unless you've been given specific orders by your doctor, is try to incorporate foods that have the vitamins and nutrients you need into your diet that will help bring things back into balance. And if you're not able to do that, by all means, go and get the supplements. I mean, there's some things that our body just doesn't produce enough of, like vitamin D and such. But, you know, I would really like to suggest that you either bring some of that meat back into your diet or, you know, if the doctor says, yeah, you need the supplements, go ahead and take them. But my impression is that will change your energy level. And the other thing is, if you're not exercising, even just taking a walk around the block for 5 or 10 minutes a day will help. Because what happens along with the anemia is that, you know, first of all, you're low energy, but it can also affect, like, how the blood is circulating. And this is, again, this is intuitive. It's not what the doctor says to me, but this is how it presents to me in your face. So anything that you can do that will help your circulation will also help you a little bit. And, you know, the other thing that comes up is, are you taking vitamin B? Are you taking the B vitamins that also help you feel more energized? So I get that a lot of this, especially with the B vitamins, has to do with a lot of stress. And again, as I opened with, you know, try to relax more. Try to come back to this place of knowing you absolutely do your very best all the time. You really do. I mean, everybody around you knows that, and I'm sure they tell you that. But you have to start allowing things to kind of flow a little bit. There's only so much you can do, and then you have to allow the rest. Okay? So
yes.
Again, I have a lot of admiration for you for your attention to detail and the level of excellence that you expect of yourself. But remember that you're just a human being and that you can do so much, and then you have to allow the rest to come into play. Let God do his work in your life, okay, because we're always co-creating with God, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Marilyn. God bless you, too. Take good care. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Marilyn. And our next caller is coming from Tammy. And Tammy is calling, I think I've got Tammy's line on here. Is this Tammy?
I can be Tammy.
Well, oh, goodness gracious. Right before the show, I was getting Tammy's call all set up, and I had two calls. And technically it shows up as Tammy. So
no, I'm not.
You're
I'm
617
not Tammy.
Area code, so... So what's your name, my dear, and what question would you like to ask Rebecca tonight?
Well, hi, Rebecca. My name is Annette.
Hi, Annette. How can I help you tonight?
I just want to say I'm sorry, Tammy. I'm very sorry.
We'll get to Tammy.
Okay.
We'll get to Tammy.
My question is in regards to a move
I have to make. Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to stop you, okay? And then I'm sorry. To those of you who've never listened to me or haven't had a reading with me, the less information, the better. I want to tell you right now, there's a lot of fear around this for you because I can feel it. A lot of fear, a lot of trepidation. Are you doing the right thing? Okay? So let me just say, you need to make a change.
Yeah.
Whether or not is this particular move,
you're right.
You know, we'll get to that in a second, but you need to make a change. It is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So be peaceful about that. You can no longer stay in your current situation.
It's
not good for you. It's causing you a lot of stress. And literally, it's like you are being pushed out, not necessarily by people or a person, but it is like energetically, God is saying you have to move out. You've got to move on. You're not serving yourself. You're not serving those around you. You're not serving God.
You're right.
Okay.
Amen.
So all of that being said, So Are you thinking about going to Florida?
It's interesting. You're the second person that said that.
Because
no.
Let me tell you what comes up. I see a temporary move to Florida. It may be a couple of years. It may be 3 years. But I see a move to Florida that basically takes a lot of stress off of you in the time being, but it's not really where you want to be, and it's not where you're going to spend a long period of time. But it's as if it's a transitional thing where you have an opportunity to help someone. They are benefited by your presence there. You are benefited by being there, and it takes a lot of stress off for you. Again, I don't feel like this is exactly where you want to be, but I feel like this is an opportunity for you to be in a better place, and it's almost like there is a completion that will occur there for you. So I can't tell if this is either a sibling or a friend, but it feels like this is something where there would be a completion, and then basically you're free to do whatever you want.
What's interesting is that that the ending that you speak about, to start a new beginning, I feel like that's already happening, and that's part of the reason why I'm being pushed out of where I'm at now.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't know about
the
Florida.
Done a few months ago. You were done in February. That's
yeah,
what I get.
Yeah.
You were supposed to have moved in February, and you didn't because you were afraid. And it's what I have to tell you, Annette, is, you know, I was saying this to Marilyn as well. You are somebody else who is impeccable. You don't ever want to abandon anyone. But in the
yes.
process, you sometimes abandon yourself. You've
yes.
done everything in this current situation you could possibly do.
Yes,
and then
thank
some.
You.
And there's nothing more you can do. So now
thank
it's
you.
Like you have to step back into the flow. You have to step back into God's
oh
arms
God.
And let yourself be guided into the next thing
yes.
that's for your highest good and the highest good of all. And so
oh
allow
God.
The process now. The opportunities will come as soon as you're willing to let go. So if you haven't started packing, start packing. The
actually,
I'm
in the process. I'm in the
awesome.
Process of doing that now.
Good. Okay. You are right where you're supposed to be. So let go of the fear and know
okay.
that you are being divinely guided in this process.
Wow.
With absolute certainty, I can tell you that. This is, you are absolutely being divinely guided to where you're supposed to go next. But you are done where you are, and it will become
Amen.
Detrimental if you continue to stay there.
Amen. It's at the point where you don't have a choice. You're going.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yes.
I get it. So
yes.
let go of the fear and know
okay.
that it's okay to feel it and keep going. Let it go. Don't come from that fear. Come back into that place of knowing you're a child of God and you are loved and you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for calling, Annette. I wish you
thank
all the
you.
Best. Call back and let me know how you're doing. Would you do that?
I will. I promise you I will. I will definitely do that. Many blessings
okay.
to you.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks, Annette. And now we're going to get to Tammy. Tammy, sorry about that. The phone lines just kind of went crazy right at the beginning of the show there. And you're calling about your
that's
husband's
okay.
employer.
Yes, his work. Okay. Hi, Tammy. Okay, what's your husband's first name?
Gerard.
Okay. All right. One moment here. Okay, so definitely a lot of stress and a lot of frustration about Gerard, and I feel that people are telling him conflicting stories. So he doesn't really know what to do right now. He's very conflicted.
Yes.
It's okay, so there's a lot of chaos around his work situation, and I actually get the impression that people are really scrambling right now. So there's a question about whether or not they're either going to be bought out or if the company's going to fold, but things are changing in a big way. And I feel like this is, it's something that's actually been kind of simmering beneath the surface for a while, and things are starting to come to a head. So what I want to say to you is there is a person who is very high up in the company who knows Gerard's work, knows that he's a man of integrity, knows that he does a really good job, and that person is keeping an eye on him because when all the dust settles, he wants to have Gerard on his team. So let me assure
and
you that...
And you're talking about one specific employer because he actually only has a job 6 months out of the year.
Yeah, there's well, wherever it is that he is right now, there are big changes coming. So there are some, whatever this is, whether they're being bought or whether the company is as it is right now is going to change completely, there is somebody who
it's
already
actually
knows
a shake in the Middle East.
I'm
so
sorry?
It wouldn't be bought because it's a shake in the Middle East.
Okay.
He works for a sheikh.
Well,
so it is
and
royalty.
It's okay. I still have to continue with what I was saying, and that is that there are some big changes coming. But that he will continue. He is. A lot of things are going to fall away from this situation. You know, whether it's that this person has 20 people working for him and all of them are going to go except Gerard. I can't tell you specifically, but I can tell you that there is a lot of chaos. I will reiterate that things are changing in a big way and that Gerard will be okay and that he has to remember and trust that his employment will be okay. It's not going to be the same as what it is right now. It will change slightly, but it is going to be okay.
So he's
going to
stay with the same employer?
I'm sorry?
He has other opportunities as well. There's other offers besides this one shake in Abu Dhabi.
I was just going to say that my impression is that there will be three or four other possibilities for him and that what he's doing with this particular situation will end. I'm hearing probably 2017, but it will be fine because the other opportunities that show up will actually be better for him and more lucrative, and they may give him an opportunity to grow his own business. So right now it's about him trying to stay peaceful amidst the chaos and to remember to just listen to what he's being told specifically by the sheik or whoever's giving him information from him in that that direct channel of communication. I want to say that even if there is something, how do I put this delicately? Okay, I'm just going to say it because I don't know how to say this delicately. There may be some physical chaos happening there, and that will not affect him. Okay?
Okay.
So it's
okay. You're talking about wars in the Middle East because we're really looking at the Middle East.
Yeah, this is, there may be, it may be something where the building that they're occupying is, there's a problem, we'll put it that way. But my impression is that it's not going to affect your husband. He will not be involved, it will not affect him, and it won't actually even affect his employment. So, he's going to be okay.
Okay.
I would like to see him really get clear about how he would like to see things unfolding for him in the future. If he doesn't have a 5-year plan about what his work in this life looks like, I would love to see him sit down and figure out what that 5-year plan is so that he can start moving things in that direction. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be okay.
All right.
It really is going to be okay. Your husband's a good guy. Very big heart and high integrity. Good guy.
Absolutely.
And it's like he's right. He has to kind of steer clear of all the other stuff because there's a lot of stuff to maneuver through where he
oh,
is.
Yeah.
In terms
it's
of people not being honest and all of that.
In this field.
So, yes. So, he's going to be fine, though. Your husband's going to be just fine.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tammy.
Welcome.
Good luck.
Thank you for the call, Tammy. Yeah, take good care.
God bless.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
There we go. And our next caller is going to be a first-time caller. It's Christina. Christina's calling about love. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just going to shut this window here. I apologize about the noise.
That's okay.
I'm a first-time caller and listener, and I wanted to thank you for taking my call. The question I have is about the relationship that I'm in right now. Do you see us growing and staying together, or do you see us not growing and it ending?
Okay. Well, let me just ask you, what's the other person's first name?
Brandon.
Okay.
And
okay,
I don't
so
know if he's seen somebody else or if I'm
okay.
just...
Well, what I want to say to you right off the bat is that there's a lot of trepidation for you with this relationship. I just feel like it almost feels like you're not sure you can always say what you want to say because you're afraid. And, I think Brandon's a nice person. I think that he is, my impression is that he likes to do things his way and he likes to do things in his own time. There's a little bit of a passive-aggressive energy, and I feel like you are aware of that, and so you don't want to speak freely with him because you're afraid he'll break up with you or he'll walk away from this. And I want to say to you that the relationship has to grow to a place where you feel like you can say anything to him. And if you don't feel that way, you have to ask yourself, where is the fear? And if you can't speak freely with him, is this really the person you should be with? So I
have...
Okay.
I have spoken to him, and I'm not afraid to say what's on my mind. In the past, there wasn't a lot of communication. I didn't realize how important that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure what's going to, like, if he's being truthful or not with me.
Okay. I feel like he is truthful with you, but I still feel like there's passive aggressive energy there. And again, I just feel this overwhelming trepidation from you about whether or not it's okay to proceed in this relationship. And
I just need honesty, and I don't know if I'm getting it.
I just feel like he doesn't always disclose everything, and it's not, to him, that's not being dishonest. Like if he goes and he has lunch with a friend and she's a girl, he's not necessarily going to mention that because she's not an interest to him. She's just a girl he's having lunch with. And so for him, he doesn't feel that he has to disclose that to you, because to him it's a nothing. Whereas for you, you know, if your friend comes home and says, hey, I just saw Brandon out with a girl at lunchtime, that's going to make you have fear and doubt. And then if you go and you say something to him, he'll be, you know, my impression is he'll be like, why are you even asking me about this? Because to him, it's not an issue, and to you, it is an issue. So I don't feel that he's being dishonest. I just feel that he doesn't feel he has to communicate everything to you. And I feel like there's a disconnect there in, again, going back to the trepidation you have about, can you really speak freely to him? Can you really trust him? You know, my impression is that you, the two of you, really need to work on this communication thing, and in order for you to become very comfortable in this relationship with moving forward. I also get the impression that your timeline is different than his. My impression is that he's content to go at a snail's pace, and that's not really the pace you want to go at. So, you know, again, I feel like there are, you know, as far as compatibility, I feel like the companionship component is there. I feel like there is some chemistry. I don't think it's over the top, but there's definitely an issue with the communication, and you have to have all three. You have to have compatibility, communication, and chemistry for a relationship to work. So the communication part, thankfully, is something that you can work on.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time read me.
Oh,
but
sure.
Do you think it's going to work out, or are you not seeing that?
Well, what I want to say to you, Christina, is I want you to be really honest with yourself about what you want. Because my impression is, I'm just candid. My impression is I'm not sure he really is everything that you want. I think that if you were able to wrap up the whole package that you want, I'm not sure that he has all of the qualities you're looking for. And again, you know, I don't think that there's any perfect person for anyone. But there are people out there who certainly, who certainly come close. So, you know, if you can sit down and really get clear on this and think about all the qualities you want, not thinking specifically about Brandon, but rather thinking about what do you want in your perfect partner, and really get honest with you, then come back and see where Brandon fits in with all of that. And if the communication issue is the only thing and you can work on it willingly together, there's a chance for the relationship. But as far as how it is right now today, it needs work. It needs work. The communication has to be at a different level, or there isn't enough relating in this relationship. And I know that you feel that. That's the trepidation. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I want to thank you for taking the time.
And I mean this with all the love in my heart that I have for you, because it's hard, because we want something to work and we want it to be okay right now. And I think it's okay right now, but I don't want you to have a good enough. I want you to have a, wow, I can't believe I'm in a relationship with this man. If you can get the communication on the right page, you might be able to have that, but it's not there right now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
That was honest, and I can totally resonate with it, and I will sit down and think about what it is that I want.
Okay. And I'll be praying for you,
because it's been a very long relationship. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of betrayal, and I don't trust him.
Well, and you're a lovely person. You are so sweet. You have such a big heart. And I would love to see, whether it's Brandon or somebody else who shows up for you, I would love to see them cherishing you. And he's not that present with the situation. And I that's what I want for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I wish you all the best. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Christina. Good luck to you. And our next caller, this is a perfect time to let everybody know. I'm updating the show page right now. Rebecca actually has a fantastic book that's on Amazon, and it's a bargain. So after the show tonight, especially since it's an early show, everybody should go to Amazon and buy the book. It's called The List by Rebecca Fisk. And if you're, again, on the Blog Talk Rated G Radio page, the link will be there in about 5 minutes. So recheck or refresh your browser, and it will show up. If you're listening on Westar Radio Network in the UK and this is your drive time home today, number one, thanks for tuning in. But if you go to your Amazon page when you get home tonight, you can go to Amazon.com and look for Rebecca Fisk, F-I-S-K, and the book is The List, like making a list and checking it twice. I'll have a link up there for you very shortly. Our next caller is coming from Sean, and Sean wants to know about work. Sean, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Sean. All right. Okay. So, wow, I know you're kind of going the status quo right now, but it's you have a lot of energy, and it's almost like, you know, the cartoon situations where somebody's got their hand that the person who's he's trying to run, and the big hand is holding the person from moving forward. That's the energy. It's like you're ready to go, and you're ready to run, and you're being held back from your full potential, and you're just having to be patient with the situation. And it's I get the impression that you're getting to the point where you're almost ready to just say, I can't do this, because you're very, very good at what you do. My impression is that your expertise is not being respected and that you're just kind of having to wait until things unfold for you to be able to move forward. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, because I had a big job on Wall Street and I lost my job. I got laid off. And that was about 6 months ago. And I've been waiting for a new opportunity ever since.
Okay. It's interesting because energetically I feel like it's as if you're being held back. And what I want to say to you is, are you really able to hold your own value at a level that is accurate? Because my impression is that you're somebody who's humble. You know what you know how to do, but as far as actually being able to present yourself in a way that actually honors your capabilities, I feel like sometimes your humility keeps you from actually being able to really present who you are and what you're capable of. So I want to say that there's this picture that I get, this image that I get of you wanting to move forward and not being able to. Part of that is because it's time for you to really step into who you are and own your own energy, own your own expertise, so that you can be given the opportunity to do what you know how to do and do it in a big way. So, I mean, I almost feel like you need to look bigger. You need to look at opportunities that are bigger and more than what you've been giving yourself credit for. It's really time. I mean, it's and getting laid off, that was, I want to say that that was not singular with you. I want to say that the decisions that were made hastily, and that if they really had looked at what they had as far as you and being an asset, it would have been done differently. But I feel like the person who was in charge of making the decision basically just picked a number and that was it. So there wasn't a lot of thoughts.
Well, I think he saved his own ass.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yes,
rather
so
than
basically,
looking at the bigger
yes,
picture.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as far as your resume, I would love to see you go back and basically reframe how you're presenting yourself. Because your capabilities are more than what they look like on paper, and you've got to revise it so that what people see on paper, they go, wow, I can't wait to meet this person. I want to see what he can do for us. Right now, my impression is, again, that what you present is not that energy, and it's time for you to really step into that. I mean,
okay.
I actually feel like the job that you were released from was still beneath your capability anyway. So now it's time for you to be able to get yourself to the level where you're supposed to be. All of that being said, I want to say that I'm hearing July for you. So whatever it is that you want to be doing, I love suggesting to people that they write lists. So get really clear about what it is you'd like to be doing. Take some time. Sit quietly, you know, when you have an opportunity to have quiet around you. Sit quietly and get really clear and imagine what your perfect day looks like. What are you doing? Where are you? What kind of salary are you making? Really allow yourself to dream about the possibilities of all of this. And, you know, of course I had some clients who was like, well, of course I want to make $1 million. And, yes, we all want to make $1 million. However, there's a reasonable amount of money to be paid for whatever your expertise is. So, you know, for somebody in your field who has the expertise that you have and who has the area of specialty that you have, what is a reasonable salary and what feels good to you, what resonates as something where you feel like, yes, I deserve that, I'm worth that. So write all of this stuff down. Get really clear about what that is. And then start looking for opportunities that resonate and match that vision that you have for yourself. When we give ourselves the opportunity to have clarity about where we want to be and what we want to be doing, we're also telling the universe what we want to show up in our lives. So as soon as we get clear and we write it down, we're basically placing our order with the universe, and it gives the universe an opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to start having things that match that frequency show up for you. And that will give you the opportunity to really be in the place that you want to be. My impression for you is that once you start the next position, you're going to hit the ground running and you're going to be very busy. It's going to be lucrative, but you're going to be very busy. So I want to say to you, get really clear on what that is. Start looking. Use the month of June to get whatever, you know, if you have little household things that need to be done or things need to be put in order, do that. Take the month of June to do that, because my impression is that July, sometime in July, possibly August, but my impression is by the end of July, you're going to be working and you are going to be very busy. So this part's all coming to an end. It's time to let it go. If you want to get angry at this guy who let you go, give yourself an opportunity to get really angry. Write him a letter that you do not send, but give yourself an opportunity to have permission to write down all of the things that made you angry about what transpired. Because once you release all of the old negative energy about what happened to you and you let it go, you know, take it, write all of those things. When you feel a sense of relief, take it, and if you have a fireplace, burn the letter. If you don't have a fireplace, take it outside and tear it up and throw it away. Just get rid of it. Give yourself an opportunity to be mad about what happened and let it go. As you do that process, what happens is it clears up the old negative stuff. And it opens up the opportunity for more positive energy to come in. It also shifts your vibration and frequency to a higher level, which puts us back in the flow of the positive things that can come. Because when we are somebody who has participated in a situation where we've been laid off, or you know we've been fired, or there's been something that felt very negative, we have to release that energy so that we can come back into that positive mode. Okay, so write that letter. Get rid of all those old feelings so that you can change your frequency. Get really clear about where it is you want to be and what you want to be doing, and then start moving in that direction. And this is all going to turn around for you. As soon as you're willing to do this work, things are going to start changing for you. I have no doubt. And I want to say to you, too, let go of the heavy heart. You didn't do anything wrong. You really didn't. You're very good at what you do. This, you know, basically, it's just like you said, this guy did this to save his own job.
Yeah, it's okay. Funny because I had a conversation with somebody that's very senior at the bank today, this evening, and he kind of intimated the same thing. And because I rang him up to see if there was any possibility of going back, and he just doesn't have a role that would be senior enough for me. The role that I rang him about was far too junior, and he said, I wouldn't even consider you because you'd last 5 minutes because you'd get bored.
That may change. The situation at this location may change. And I love that this person has the wherewithal and the respect for you to say that what he has for you is you're deserving and worthy of so much more than that. So that is actually a gift for you. So remember that and carry that with you. If this opportunity is going to show up, and if it's not there, it's going to be someplace else, but it'll be the exact fit that you need, and it's coming. So, you know, just be patient, Sean. This is all going to be the way that you want it to be. You had to have this experience to let go of accepting less than what your value is. This is the opportunity for you now to know your own value. And so it's actually a gift in disguise. It just doesn't feel like it right now, but it really is. And I have to say, I'm actually excited for you because my impression is that in the next couple of years, you're going to be happier than you've ever been in your work situation. So this is the beginning of something really great for you.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for the call.
There we go. And with that, it looks like we've got a couple of folks also calling about career. So we're just going to go boom, boom, boom. Our next caller is Mike. He's calling about his career. You're live with Rebecca. Mike, go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for taking the call.
Hi, Mike. You're so welcome.
Yeah,
okay,
I was kind of looking at it. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so my impression is that you have 2 to 3 opportunities that you're either working on right now or they're in front of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, interesting. So what I want to say to you is that, you know, you're a go-getter. You're high energy. You're somebody who's very decisive. You walk in a room, you know exactly what you want to do and how you want to do it, and most people can't keep up with you. And I want to say to you that sometimes people try to make that your problem. It's not your problem. It's theirs.
Right.
Okay. So let me just give you that clarity right now. The other thing is, I do get that there's one individual that you work with who is just, I get the impression that this person is just a thorn in your side, and it's getting to the point where you just don't even want to deal with him. Does this make sense?
Well, I just left a place.
Okay.
And started a new place on Friday, actually.
Okay, no, that's good, because my impression is that
it's not a career, it's just a job.
Okay, no, that's okay. So I want to say that I'm glad that you did that already, because my impression is this was going to drive you crazy, this other situation.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're not there. Where you are right now is temporary. It's okay. It's kind of getting
you
from point A to point B right now, but it's very temporary. I do want you to pay attention to, though, there are some of the business practices at the place that you're at that are actually going to be a benefit for you to learn. And you're going to be able to take it with you for when you're doing your own thing later.
Interesting.
So try to keep an open mind. And this is kind of a means to an end. I get that. But there's a lot you can learn from what they're doing. And there's some really – it's very interesting, because the place that you're at right now, some of the practices are really good and right on. And then other stuff, it's almost like they cut off their nose to spite their face. And so as you're there and getting more acclimated, you'll start to see what I'm talking about. But the practices that are efficient and right on, that's information and knowledge you'll be able to take with you. Because my impression is that at some point, you know, you'll have your own business. Yeah, you may go into business with several other individuals, but you'll be working with something where you're running your own thing, either alone or with other people. And that the experience you're getting right now is very, very beneficial for that. You're learning a lot by watching other people make their mistakes. So take that all in. And my impression is, I'm hearing 18. I don't know if you're going to be there 18 months or if you're going to be there till 2018, but the number 18 is somehow significant with your current situation.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I've been working on a little bit of my spiritual stuff, and
good.
That has seen some progress, so I don't know if that's an avenue as well or what.
The spiritual stuff is going to definitely play a role in your life, but I'm feeling like it's going to be a few more years. My impression is that it's becoming part of your daily routine, part of your daily life, which I think is beautiful. And I do feel like you're bringing more and more of that into your whatever you're doing each day, like bringing it into your work, bringing it into other aspects of your life. But I feel like what will happen is, as things become more of a habit and you show up with that spiritual side in everything that you're doing, my impression is that it will become more, and you'll start making the decisions based on the spiritual aspects instead of, basically what you're being told to do, if you will, according to the protocol where you are. And that's the point at which things will, you will completely separate from those who cannot match that frequency. There's an energy and a vibration to everything. And certainly there's an energy and a vibration and frequency to integrity and clear intention. So right now you're in an observation mode where you're watching what other people are doing, you're seeing where their energy is, you're seeing what their intention is, you're seeing where their integrity is, and you're going to see situations unfold where if they're not acting in integrity, it falls apart. They may think that they're going to have a win, but ultimately in the grand scheme of things, it ends up being a detriment. So as all of this continues to shift, and my impression is 3 years, so I want to say the 18 is 2018, you're going to see things completely differently. in 3 years, but in a good way. And it's going to separate you, this bringing this aspect of spirituality into everything you do, into the level of integrity and clear intention of everything that you're doing, will separate you so that there will come a point where you almost don't even have any competition. So it will elevate you to, you know, to a degree that other people can't match it. So this is all, it's good, it's beautiful. You know, I wanted to take it one day at a time and add, you know, I feel like you have this thirst for knowledge right now about all of this, and it's wonderful. Enjoy it, because later you're going to be really busy and it's going to be wonderful, and I know that you're going to thrive, absolutely. So right now it's almost like you're on a little bit of a vacation, because the amount of energy, mental energy that you have to put into where you are right now is minimal. So it's really
good,
giving you an opportunity to focus on the spiritual aspect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it's basically just waiting tables and bartending, and
mm-hmm.
it's something that I'm really good at, but I'm tired of doing, and I've been in business and things like that and commercial finance in the past, and, you know, so I'm just kind of looking for that next thing to get passionate behind and really take business to a whole nother level. And I wasn't sure if it's going to be spiritual or if it's going to go back to something to do with the commercial finance or anything like that.
So my impression is it will have something to do more with commercial finance, but you're going to bring the spiritual component to that industry. And that's not something that's really been done much, if at all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's, you know, pay attention. There's a lot. I think you're going to be surprised at how much you're actually going to learn just by observing where you are. So, and remember, this is temporary. It's temporary.
Oh,
but
I know.
Enjoy the
I
process.
Yeah. it's a block from my condo, so I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, fine, great, cool. It's on a golf course, so I'm whatever.
Yeah. And try to remember too that you know, being open to just seeing what the people are like, you know, energetically.
Yeah.
It's there's a lot to be learned just by people watching, and so that's a beautiful place
for
you to be right now. All right, well, Mike,
thanks so much
for the call today.
It.
All the best, and keep me posted, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Okay. There
right,
we go. Thank you, Mike. And our next call is also job or career related, and it's Nathaniel. Nathaniel, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I may have a job in Laguna Beach. I wanted to see if it was going to work out.
Okay. Hi, Nathaniel. Okay, let's take a look here.
Thanks.
Well, you know, I want to ask you, do you want this job in Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
And the reason that I say that is kind of like, okay, energetically it feels like, well, yeah, it's kind of okay. But I don't, so let me just say that energetically, it's like I can't tell if you really want it or if it's something that you're taking because it's just something that would be available. And I also want to go a step further with that and say, is it because you've tried to get so many jobs and you haven't had a lot of success? I mean, I'm not sure where that energy is coming from. But it's almost like you're afraid to get excited about it. And I want to say to you, if you want the job, imagine that you already have it. Let yourself get excited about it. Visualize yourself already there. Because, again, what happens is it changes your frequency and your energy. You know, it's that thing where you're thinking about somebody and they call you on the phone. When you put thoughts and energy out into the universe, those thoughts and energy vibes are received at the other end. So if you feel like, I really want this, I see myself working there, this is a great opportunity, I want to be part of this company, then what happens is subconsciously the people who are involved in this process of hiring get that energy. So you have to decide, you know, fully commit if you really want this job, so that energetically when I talk to you, I go, wow, Nathaniel really wants this job, that's what I want to see. Okay?
All right.
So it's... Yeah, you let yourself get excited about it. Let yourself be passionate about it if you really want it, okay? And this is, you know, this is kind of true with everything. It's, how do I put this? It's okay to get excited and to want something. Give yourself permission to get excited about the possibility. If this is your dream job, or if it's something better than what you've had before, let yourself get excited about it. You know, you give yourself some kudos for getting yourself into a situation where you have an opportunity to do something you really want to do. You know, it's okay to pat yourself on the back for doing that. Okay? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
okay.
With that being said, I really want you to focus on that. I want you to focus on the positive energy with the situation, because that's what's going to give you the opportunity to have this job. I feel like your skill set is there, but I feel like you have to make the commitment. Make the commitment as if it's already happening, and that's what's going to give you the opportunity to actually get the opportunity to work there. Okay? So I wish you well, and keep us posted, Nathaniel. Thanks so much for the call.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks,
right,
Nathaniel, for the call. Good luck to you. And we're going to mix this up when we're going to start throwing in maybe a love question or two here. We've got about 15 minutes left. We're going to get to as many of you as we possibly can tonight. So hang tight. And our next caller is Jackie, and Jackie's calling about love.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. Doing great. So do you have somebody that you're seeing right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
There's somebody I'm interested in, though.
Okay, is
that
the person?
Jackie, we got a lot of feedback in the background there.
Yeah. I'm gonna turn it off. I just wanted to tell you his name is Michael.
Okay.
Okay, so the person you're interested in is Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, I don't know if you heard me.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah. Okay, so my impression about Michael is that he thinks you're nice, but he has no clue that you're interested. So it's like when he sees you, it's like, oh, hey, huh? You know, it's like this kind of very pleasant. But my impression is that he doesn't have any idea that you're interested in him. So that's the first thing. Let's see here. I want to say, is there somebody around you named Paul? Either Paul or it's either a P name or a B name, Brian or Bruce or Paul?
No.
Okay, all right, hang on just a second here. So, because I'm getting these other names. Michael is nice, but I just feel like he's not really present for you. So what I mean by that is it's as if he's either involved with someone else or he's interested in someone else, and so there's a barrier to you getting to know him. Because he's already got his energy invested somewhere else. That's my impression about him. The other thing that I want to say is, you know, you're worth having the kind of relationship that you want to have. I get that there's, I want to say that energetically, it's almost as if you're not sure you are worthy enough. And I want to say to you, of course you are. Of course you're worthy of having the kind of relationship that you want to have. And that it comes from inside yourself, that you're worth having what you want. You're worth having a relationship. You're worth being treated with kindness and respect. And what I said earlier to one of the other callers, you know, to Christine, I want to see you be cherished by someone. And my impression right now is that when it comes to love relationship, I just get that there's some shyness. And that there's, you know, I'd love to see more self-esteem for you about knowing who you are and knowing what you want and being willing to go after that. We don't have to just sit there and wait for somebody to show up, you know. So I want to suggest to you that you get more fully engaged in your life. Start doing the things that you love to do. You know, if you love to go dancing, start going dancing. If you, you know, love to cook, take a cooking class. Start doing things that you love to do so that you love your life. Because when you vibrate in that frequency of loving your life, there will be men showing up all the time for you. Because the reality is, if you are in love with your life, it's the same energy as being in love with someone else. And everybody wants to be in love. I use this analogy often about this woman who, you know, went all through high school, no dates, went to college, and joined a study group. And at the beginning of the semester, there were like 20 people in the study group. And by the end of the semester, it was just her and one other guy. And they continued the study group, and then they started falling in love. And she's never had a date. And now all of a sudden, she's realizing she's falling in love with this guy. And now she's vibrating in the frequency of being in love. People are starting to ask her out. And the reason is, there's something about her. Well, yeah. she's falling in love. She's vibrating in that frequency. Everybody wants that. So now people are asking her out. So start really getting connected and passionate about your own life. And get clear about what it is that you want in that perfect partner. What are the qualities that that person has? Okay? Get really clear about what it is you want in your life for yourself and what you want in a partnership. And when you're willing to really be honest with yourself about all of that, then the right kind of people will show up. And you'll have opportunities to say no thank you to people who don't fit what you want. Like, you know, for me, I can't date a smoker. I have asthma. So if I meet somebody, he's a smoker, I'm not going out with him because I know he's not the guy for me. Oh, but I'll quit smoking. No, I need to take you as you are right now. You support my vision as it is right now in the present. Okay? So start doing these things for yourself. Find the passion for yourself, for your own life, and then everything else will fall into place. And as far as Michael, again, I feel like he's interested in somebody else right now. I think that he thinks you're a nice person. I think that he enjoys talking to you when you see each other. But my impression is that he hasn't given it a thought that there might be a romantic interest there. I also want to say, be on the lookout for somebody named Paul or Brian. I get either a P or a B name. I could also be their last names. But my impression is that there's somebody around you with either both or one of those names. Okay? I also want to say to you that I see you in a serious relationship within the next 18 months. So be patient. I also see you getting married within 4 years. So, you know, start doing the things that you love to do, and it's all going to show up for you. I have no doubt.
All right, thank you.
Okay?
Okay, there
all right,
we go.
Right.
Thanks, Jackie. And our next call is coming from Dee, and Dee is also calling about love. Dee, go ahead, please.
Yes. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Dee. Okay, so is there somebody for you right now?
No, there's not. I want to know about spiritual love, twin flame.
You know, it's interesting because I get the impression that there's somebody that you... I feel like there's already somebody there. So either there's been a relationship that you haven't really let completely go of, or this person's really very close and about to show up. Because energetically for me, it feels like you already have a companion.
I've dated, but they're not what...
They're not what you're looking... Is there somebody that you've been dating off and on for a while? Because this feels like somebody who's very familiar, who's been around you a long time, feels like long-term. Do you know who this person is?
Yeah. I mean, I have friends. Yeah. I just call it a friends, but I'm not.
So this, you know, I get two names, either like Dan is one of the names, and then Chris is the other name. So I don't know if you have a C name and a D name around you, but those names come up. The other thing that I want to say to you is that it's wonderful to have this kind of warm, fuzzy companionship. But I do get that your heart is slightly occupied with this already. So you're going to have to decide if you really want to bring in that perfect partner that has the chemistry, the communication, and the compatibility. You're going to have to be willing to let go of dating people, even if they're just friends, because that energy is occupying your heart already. Like, you show up to me as somebody who's not available.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to decide.
Well,
if
I haven't
really
seen this person in a year, so I haven't dated in a year. I hadn't went out with nobody. So it's been a whole year, and we live in different states. So I've been by myself.
You might. So what I want to suggest is let go of that energy, because energetically, to me, you're still involved with someone.
Hmm.
Okay. And if I see that, then that means that other men also feel that.
Okay.
Okay. So what I want to suggest is that there's a visualization you can do to cut the cord. And it's not about whether or not he's a good person or bad, because there's no judgment about it or anything. It's just about cutting the cord so that you're no longer entwined energetically, okay? So the visualization is that your light body is above your head, whatever that looks like to you. Your light body is above your head. His light body is above his head. And there's a white light umbilical cord connecting the two of you together. Visualize these big white light scissors coming and cutting that umbilical cord. And the part that's connected to him goes back into his energy field, and the part that's connected to you goes back into your energy field. You're both still fed from the source of God above, but you're no longer connected to each other. Okay? And I feel like even if you haven't been experiencing this yourself, there's a little bit of a heaviness that I feel about this connection. So my impression is do this visualization one time and see how you feel. And you may need to do it two or three times, but my impression is you're actually going to feel an energy lift for you. It's going to feel like, ah. And once you've experienced that, then you know that you're really clear. And then you can open yourself up to that other person coming for you. Okay? Now, the other thing that I want to say to you is I get that there's a serious relationship coming, and I'm hearing either wedding or some type of very serious commitment by 2018. So that's 2.5 years. So that's, you know, that my impression is that is a marriage or very close to it in 2018.
Okay.
So, you know, remember, we're halfway through 2015 already. That's only 2.5 years.
Right.
But it's not, everybody goes, oh, but that's so long. Well, yes and no. So release this old energy and allow yourself to be open to what's coming, because my impression is it is coming for you. You're very kind and you're very sweet, but you have to get to where you say no thank you when you know energy is not working for you. And my impression is that this man that you stopped seeing a year ago, you knew long before that he wasn't the right one. And so now it's about letting that go so that you can move forward and be open to what is really coming for you. Okay? And it is coming. My impression is you'll meet him in the next in the next 18 months or so. So it'll be sometime between middle to the end of 2016 and 2017. This person's coming in, and it'll be the right fit for you. You can bring it closer. So the more quickly you clear the energy, the more quickly this is going to come to you.
Okay. All right, then.
All right, thanks
that.
So much
Thank
for
you.
The call. All right, lots of blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings
thanks,
Dee.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
We've got about 3.5 minutes left in the show. Can we do one more quick call tonight, Rebecca?
Yes, let's do a quick one. Yes.
Okay, we're going to do a quick one, and this one's going to be Sharon, and Sharon is calling about her job. Sharon, rock and roll, let's do this. What's your live with Rebecca.
Thanks, dear. Hi, Rebecca.
Thank you, my dear.
How are you?
Hi.
Real quick.
Hi, Sharon. Is this my Sharon?
Is it your Sharon? I don't.
Have you called in before?
I have called. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
So it is my Sharon.
Hello.
Okay. How are you?
Yes,
let me ask
so
you that
cute.
First of all.
What do you see coming up for me with career opportunities?
Okay. All right. So you know, it's interesting because I'm hearing May. So have you had something already this month that's within an opportunity?
Something is in the works. Yes. But
okay.
It's not positive
so,
yet.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Be patient. Yeah. Yes, be patient. Be patient. This is, they really want you. This is going to come to fruition. So you just have to be patient right now. It feels good. It feels like this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. I get the impression this has been in the works for like a couple of months since the first part of the process started. But
it has.
But this
it
is
always
good.
It takes
this,
about 3 months to get a job. Mm-hmm. It really, at least what I'm in,
yes.
But go on. Yes.
Yeah. This is what you've been waiting for, is my impression.
I'm only applying for things that I want, and then I'm contracting while I'm waiting, you know, in between. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. But this is, my impression is that when this lands, be patient and see how this unfolds, because what is presented initially sounds good and feels good, but my impression is that it will become something even more aligned with exactly what you want. So be patient.
Oh,
this feels
great.
Good, and it feels like it is this month.
Finalized by June, you think?
That's my impression. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all if you sign papers this month and then they say, okay, start in June.
Thank you.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Garrett.
You are
thank
so
you
welcome.
So much. I know we're short on time. Garrett, thanks for picking me up.
You bet, Sharon. Thanks so much for the
thank
call.
You
have a great night and a great month.
Yeah, keep
thanks.
It posted.
Okay. So this has been a whirlwind, crazy, crazy fast hour. And the show shows that it's a two-hour program. We do that in case we run over by like 5 seconds, that the show doesn't automatically shut off. But it is a 60-minute program. Rebecca, very quickly, can you tell everybody where they can actually find you if they'd like to schedule a private session and any other words of encouragement? We got about 45 seconds.
Okay, and thank you for that. Yes, you can find me at my website. It's www.imrebecca.com. I have offices for private sessions in Seal Beach, California, Southern California, and in Northern California in San Carlos, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area. I do Skype sessions for those of you who are overseas, and I do phone sessions as well. So if you're interested in a private session, please contact me. I would love to be of service. And Garrett, thank you so much. I love doing the show with you. And I'm grateful to all of you who've called in tonight. Thank you so, so very much for giving me the opportunity to do what I love to do. So I wish you all love and blessings, and thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
There we go. So tomorrow night, Thursday night, we're back at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We've got author Mason Stokes, and we're going to be talking about his new book called Saving Julian. And then Friday, we've got the hottest young music sensation in the country. Mr. Mikey Wax joins us. We're going to be playing his music in the two-hour Friday night dance party. It all starts at 7 p.m. Don't drive distracted. We'll see you live on Thursday. And thanks for being here on Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.